This goes to Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Saylor, S-A-Y-L-O-R, C like certified, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-291-5348. Regarding Linda McLaren, M like Mary, A-C, capital L-A-R-E, N like November, date of birth 7/13/1949. Dear Miss Saylor, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. McLaren, who was seen in consultation on September 21st of 2021 for stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and diabetic nephropathy. Her weight is down eight pounds over the last 6 months. She had very low blood pressures with dizziness and fatigue since her consultation, and several medication changes were made. Her enalapril, E-N-A-L-A-P-R-I-L, was 10 milligram daily, and now it is 2.5 milligram daily. Her metformin, her Prozac was 40 milligram a day, now it's 20 milligram a day. Gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day, was discontinued. It was ineffective for her. And she's been started on PRAM like Mary, IPEXOLE, 0.125 milligram at bedtime. Otherwise, medications are unchanged. She is asking about her Invokana. It's 100 milligram daily. It's been working well for diabetes, but it's very expensive, and she will be in the coverage gap very soon, and then she has to pay a great deal monthly. She was asking if there was a generic equivalent, which there is not for that class of medications. I told her I would, if she can't afford it, she can discuss that with you to see if there are any other medications you would substitute for her, which won't be as good for kidneys, but... for instance, the sulfonylureas, those are very cheap. They do work well for diabetes, and that would at least be a more cost-effective alternative if you would like to do that. But she will talk to you about that at her next visit. No hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She did have a history of hydronephrosis and a large amount of urinary retention on her ultrasound. And there was actually an increase in renal volume at the end of her ultrasound. There was a very large post bladder volume. We would recommend that she would see a urologist if she has not already been seen. At her consultation September 21st, 2021, we recommended follow-up with a urologist at that time. The patient states that she is feeling better, though. No hospitalizations or procedures since her consultation. She feels... God damn it.